It is 81 degrees in Nashville, but it feels more like 95 degrees. And that temperature, both real and feels like, is just rising. We remain under a heat advisory in Middle Tennessee all the way through the weekend. Today, we expect that to be a high just below 100 degrees and a heat index just above 110. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Tennessee's Department of Correction executed Anthony Darrell Hines yesterday, 4 decades after his conviction for the murder of Katherine Jean Jenkins. Jenkins was a maid at a Kingston Springs motel where Hines fatally stabbed her in March 1985. After the lethal injection, Melissa Jenkins spoke about the void left by her mother's murder.
One senseless act not only took her life, but forever changed the lives of the many family members and friends who were robbed of the chance to hug her, laugh with her, hear her stories, or see her beautiful smile again.
Tennessee's lethal injection protocol has faced persistent criticism, which was amplified by the botched execution of Tony Carruthers in May. Next month, Krista Pike is scheduled to become the first woman executed in the state since 1819. A legal challenge is attempting to block that and is one of several challenges to the state's protocol. A fatal crash earlier this month spurred many calls for more safety measures in downtown Nashville's busiest tourist zone. Now Lipscomb University is working with Metro to analyze traffic patterns and determine better ways to protect pedestrians on Lower Broadway. Metro already collects data in that area using some high-tech devices like LIDAR sensors that can detect the size, speed, and number of both vehicles and pedestrians. But LIDAR can be complex to use. That's where Lipscomb School of Data Analytics and Technology comes in. They received a grant from the Nashville Innovation Alliance to help Metro better tune its real-time analysis of LIDAR data. That information feeds a dashboard that the city uses to deploy safety resources. Well, Nashville's state-appointed airport authority is discussing deals to buy more land for the facility. The Nashville Business Journal reports 2 purchases of property totaling 33 acres were on the agenda for a committee meeting this week. Documents indicate the airport might also buy another 10 acres adjacent to the current facility. Why buy more land? Well, because airport officials want to have nonstop flights to Asia. Our current runways aren't long enough for the large planes that are used for such long flights. The documents also indicate possible expansion at Nashville's general aviation facility. A potential deal is in the works to buy 25 acres adjacent to the John C. Toon Airport. That land currently belongs to Tennessee State University. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.